K6PMG AE6LX.
AE6LX, K6PMG.
Okay, turn the recording on. The recording setting I had yesterday when we were talking, it had this setting called Auto Squelch enabled, where what it does is it only tries to record the received QSOs when the squelch is broken. The problem is, and also it was set to record every single transmission on transmit and receive as its own file, which it did. But the problem was that it lost about 50% of the QSOs. And I think the reason it did that, it lost about 50% of the received transmissions. And I think the reason it did that is because it was busy saving the file while the next guy was keying up. And you know the way the repeater is, you know, people key up so quick. I think it was people were just keying up faster than it could stop writing the previous file and start recording the next transmission. So I changed the settings so that it just automatically records everything and it just does it in one big file without that auto squelch thing. So we're going to see how this works.
All right, see how it works. And what is it doing? Is it saving it to an SD card or something?
Yeah, I put a 2 gig SD card in it and it creates its own folder structure on it and it saves it as a WAV file.
Worked.
Yeah, there's also a way that you can record your own pre-recorded message and you can just play it back. You know, contesters use stuff like that. So anyway, what does this thing sound like audio quality wise on D-Star as compared to FM?
It actually, I mean, you know, it obviously sounds a little bit digital. Not bad. It's not rather than compared to FM, compared to the, I believe it was the 31, the 440 version, sounds a lot richer, a lot less pinched than that one did. And as compared to FM, you've got your bass back. I don't know if you made any changes to the radio from them, but you were sounding, you know, no bass, heavy mids on FM. And you've kind of got your bass back here.
Okay, well, there's no adjustment for the transmitted audio characteristics on analog modes, but there is on digital. And I actually cut the bass and brought up the treble a little bit on this, but my voice is a little scratchy and growly because of this cold I've been going through. So that's probably a little bit of what you're hearing.
Well, believe it or not, it actually sounds louder than it did on FM.
Huh, that's interesting. Well, I'm going to kill the recording here and stop it before it gets too long, and then I'll play it back on the computer and hear what it sounds like. Hang on while I stop the recording. 86LX.